And so this morning, I believe God's challenging us to connect ourselves to the Spirit of the living God. Connect yourself to His presence. Just have a come into an awareness of God with us. When we come together as the people of God, we form a habitation for the presence of the Lord to dwell in. It's a spiritual thing that happens when we gather together. Now, our bodies are here physically, yes. But inside of your body is the Spirit of the living God, is your spirit. And you bring the presence of the Lord and the energy that's on the inside of you with you. And we come expecting today. Are you expecting to receive something from the Lord today? Did you come in ready to give something to God? Yes. Today is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Let's all stand this morning because we're preparing the spiritual habitation. Something is happening right now as we gather together. God, we thank you. Let's just focus our attention to the Lord. Father, we thank you that as the people of God, we gather this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And we recognize that your name is above every name. So every family represented in this place today, your name is above them. Your name is above every name. Lord, we thank you with hearts of gratitude. We come this morning to give everything that we have to you. All that we are and all that we ever will be is because of you. Stir in this place this morning. Stir in our hearts this morning. Stir us up, oh God. Can you ask the Lord, stir me, Lord. Stir me, Lord. This is a new year. God, stir me up. Lord, a fresh anointing, a fresh start. New beginnings today. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. And since you cannot see the video that goes with my message, I'll just share a little bit of what that video said. It says, it's a new year and it's time to look forward. But with every passing year, we can't help but focus on all our regrets, failures, and mistakes. But the Lord reminds us this morning that you are not your regrets, your failures, and your mistakes. Tell your neighbor, you are not your past. We are a new creation, and God has a plan for us, and He has called us with a purpose. So we can rejoice this morning in the Lord because His mercy for us is new this morning. It's brand new. It's like a loaf of fresh baked bread. Fresh in the morning, God's mercy. And He is with us in this new year. He is always with us. Romans 5:8 says this, but God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So in the midst of all of our mistakes, in the midst of all of our failures, in the midst of all of our mess-ups, God loved us and gave His life for us. He demonstrated His love for us. When we love the Lord, there's a demonstration. When you love your spouse, when you love your children, you demonstrate that. God's demonstration was the greatest demonstration that's ever taken place on this planet. And that is sending His Son to die for us. He loved us that much. And we become, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. And this morning, we're going to continue our study on one thing. Last week, we studied one thing I desire, one thing I lack, and one thing I need. Well, we're finding out all things are becoming new when we're in Christ Jesus. We are a new creation in Christ. Everything changes about you when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You see the world differently. You treat people differently. Everything becomes new. We're supposed to. We have the ability to. God changes us. He rearranges some things in our life. But we've got to participate with God. And that's what He tells us in Philippians 3, 13 through 14. We're going to talk about this morning one thing I do. Philippians 3, 13 through 14. Is that in your message handout? Awesome. Let's read it then. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let's read that again, and let's read it like we believe it, okay? Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We break the power of the past by living for the future. We are not saying that we have apprehended at all, and to apprehend means to seize, to become aware of, to grasp with understanding. The Apostle Paul was a very intelligent man. He was very well educated, but he said, you know, I'm not saying that I've apprehended all of this. I'm not saying that I understand all of this, but one thing I do. And the one thing he did was he forgot the past. I'm forgetting the past. And I'm reaching forward. When you forget something, you let go of it. You know you haven't forgotten and forgiven when it just keeps coming up again. And again. And Paul had a lot to think about, because the Apostle Paul, he had murdered Christians. He had a lot. He was a Pharisee, very judgmental, very critical, very legalistic, kept every point of the law, at least tried to. He had a lot to let go of. He had a lot to forget. But you know, if we keep thinking about our past, we just get pulled right back there. And so if God completely forgives us and He doesn't look at us according to our mess ups and our failures and our sins anymore, if He's completely forgiven us, when we keep bringing up our past, it's our own selves that keep pulling ourselves backwards. This is 2017. It is a new year, and it is time to reach forward and to move forward with what God has for us. It's time to forgive those who have hurt us and offended us. You can't hold on to that forever. If you do, it keeps you in bondage. When you're angry with someone, that anger's inside of you. It's not in them. They probably don't even care that you're angry about them. And you're spending all this time and emotional energy being mad at somebody that doesn't even care if you're mad at them. Does that even make sense? No, sometimes we don't make sense. No, we just get caught in this trap of emotional bondage. But it's time to leave that behind. Let it go. Don't hang around with people that are negative and pull you down. Don't hang around with toxic people. You know there are toxic people. They poison you. Now, if you're married to one, you just need to pray. I'm not telling you to kick them out the door. I'm not telling you it's okay to leave them. You just got to pray for that person. But you know there are some relationships that are toxic that you can just cut off. Hallelujah. And then we have relationships in our life where we've been hurt. But we're supposed to have those relationships. And so then you know what you need to do? Hallelujah, is work through the pain. Work through the reconciliation. That's what God does with us. He doesn't kick us to the curb. And since God is love, He probably never even feels like kicking us to the curb. We compare God to the way we think. And we think about God from our own experiences. God is nothing like us. Tell your neighbor, God is nothing like you. Somebody say hallelujah. But the Apostle Paul was sticking to one thing. I heard a saying that said, be like a postage stamp and stick to one thing till you get there. We're going to be like postage stamps this year, and we're going to stick with the one thing. God is the most important thing. And in the midst of everything, God is working on our character. We are all characters, right? A saying from Martin Luther King. He said, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. You see, we have to press on in the midst of challenge and controversy. And we reach for the goal. We reach for the prize, for the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. In the midst of it all, don't lose your religion. Have you ever heard that saying? Keep God as our focus. You see, He's strengthening our character. Your reputation is what people say about you. But character is what angels say about you. Amen. When you succeed momentarily, it's because of what you know. But when you succeed permanently, it's because of what you are. The reason that we experience delays with God is because God takes us through wilderness experiences to work on our character. Has anyone ever been in a wilderness experience? How many of you have been in more than one? Oh, yeah. God loves to get us in that place where He can really work on our character. But in the midst of all that, He's trying to get us to the point where we can stand in the midst of controversy and challenge with comfort with the comfort of God. Because in this life, we are going to have trouble. Anyone have any trouble this week? We had a little trouble this morning. Hallelujah. But in the midst of all of that, church, we can sit in peace. We can sit in the comfort that God is with us, regardless of what is going on around us. And thank God we have sound this morning. You know, there's always something to be thankful for. If you remember when Apostle Leon was here that one anniversary service, we had nothing, not even lights. And the theme of our service was Arise and Advance. And God takes out all the lights. A squirrel jumped into a transformer and blew out the transformer just in this area. I think God wanted to see how our church was going to handle that. We're preaching, Arise and Advance, and all the power, natural power, goes out. But the power and the presence of God continues to work. And our teams were amazing. They found candles. I think Elder Ron went and got a generator. Kept our food hot for our anniversary dinner. We walked into the gym. We still had hot food and we ate by candlelight. I said, what an awesome, God activated us today to Arise and Advance. And I think we passed the test. Hallelujah. God is good. So we can have a peace in the midst of everything that's going on because of who we know and because of whose we are. It's not because of us, but it's because of Him. All the glory, all the honor to the Lord. All the glory, all the honor to His Spirit working among us. God's power and presence is here. He's in our midst. He's here. Let's go on to 2 Peter 3, 8 through 9. Peter said, do not forget this one thing. So we have one thing that we do, and now we're not going to forget this one thing. 2 Peter 3, 8 through 9. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God has an eternal perspective on everything. God does not count time the same way that we count time, because God's not limited by time. Because God doesn't measure time according to man's standards. Peter is encouraging his readers not to lose sight of the promise of God's coming. God wants to encourage us this morning not to lose sight of the promises that He has given to us. We measure time so differently because we measure it from our own perspective. But God sees eternally. He sees the end from the beginning. Peter was quoting the Psalm 94 that says, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. Peter was quoting that psalm when he was talking to us. God is not slack concerning his promise. We shouldn't be slack concerning our promises either. God's not a slacker. God keeps his word, and God's right on time. Although for us, we would think he's late. Have you ever felt like that? God, where are you? You're pretty late. We're still waiting. And don't you wonder what God's waiting on? Because he's looking at the whole situation. And in the midst of your waiting is where you are changed. Right? You see, God doesn't have to change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But he's working on us to change. We need some help. And we're not going to change usually unless we're suffering a little bit. It's sad. That's true. But most people don't suffer until, what is the saying? The pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. Yeah. So time does not constrain God because he created time. But his creation is confined to time. There's a continuing cycle of birth and of death. 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000 millennials are all the same to God. I took one of my granddaughters shopping for her birthday. Rod and Pat Cummings and Leonard and I share grandchildren. Their son is married to our daughter, and Katie had a birthday. And I was a little late taking her shopping, but I enjoy taking the grandkids shopping and taking them to lunch. And if our schedules all permit, then they usually spend the night. But it's nice to have one-on-one time with the grandkids. You know, when they're all together, they're all talking at the same time, and they're all competing for your attention, and it's just fun to get them alone. And Katie's a pretty quiet child. When everybody's around, Katie hardly talks. She doesn't say much. But when you get Katie alone, Katie talks a lot. And we were driving to UP Mall. She wanted to go to Barnes & Noble and look at books and read and get something from Starbucks over there. It's like my grandchild, yeah. So we're driving in the car, and she starts talking to me, and she's talking about a lot of stuff, but she says, Mimi, I just can't figure out God. I said, you can't? What are you having problems trying to figure out? And she said, how can he have never been born? He didn't have a beginning. He doesn't have an end. The Bible says he's eternal. It says he's always been here. It says he's always going to be here. And my mind's just too little to try and take all that in. But she was really thinking about how big God is. He is so great. His timeline is not the same as ours. With the Lord, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. So to him, what, Jesus has just been gone how many days? Two? 2 days. Wow. Seems like a really long time to us. Here's a story. A man was taking it easy, lying on the grass and looking up at the clouds, and he was identifying the shapes of the different clouds, and he decided he would talk to God. And he said to God, how long is 1,000,000 years? And God answered, well, in my frame of reference, it's about 1 minute. And the man asked God, how much is $1,000,000? And God said, well, to me, it's a penny. And the man then asked God, can I have a penny? And God said, sure, just give me a minute. Unlike God, we're always trying to adjust our plans. Plans changed. Plans totally changed this morning. But God's plans never change. Think about that. His course has been set. When he spoke to the heavens and he spoke to the earth, and they came into being. His plans haven't changed. God's sovereign determination of all history is unchanging. His word destroyed the world in a flood, and God's word became flesh and lived among us. And he reconciled the world to himself through Jesus' death on the cross. And he will come again, and he will judge the ungodly, and he will destroy the sinful world in a blazing purification of the earth. God's word has never failed, and it will never fail. So Peter was reminding us the Lord has not returned for the simple reason that it is not the Father's time for him to come. And the reason it is not the Father's time is because he is long-suffering and he's not willing that anyone should perish. Habakkuk prophesied this. He said the vision will still happen at the appointed time. It hurries towards its goal. It won't be a lie. If it's delayed, wait for it. It will certainly happen. It won't be late. What God has promised in your life is not on delay. God is working on each one of us. He's working on us individually. He's working on us as a church, preparing us for what he is bringing us. God is not late, and he is not slack concerning his promises. And we're going to go on to our last verse, which is, be confident of this very thing. We have one thing I do, and do not forget one thing. And now be confident of this very thing. In Philippians 1:6, it says, would you read it with me? Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Salvation is the work of God, and it's what he does in us when we trust in Jesus. Do you have Ephesians 2:8 and 9? All right, let's read that together. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So we can be confident of this very thing, that God has begun a work in us. And if you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and that work has not begun, you can receive him today. God wants to do a good work on the inside of each one of us. And because he has began the work, he will finish the work. God is a finisher. Some of us leave tasks half done. We start something in our houses and we don't finish it. Just saying. It's always more fun to start something else new than to finish up the old thing. Have you ever noticed that? You know, there are personality types that just love to get the job going, and then they just walk away and let somebody else do it. Of course, then there are personality types that go, hey, I can take that over, I can do that. That's why we need each other. That's why husbands need wives to remind them, or wives need husbands to remind them. Hey, you started that. When are you going to finish it? Oh. That can start a fight. You say, what's it to you? But God's a finisher. He starts a work and he finishes the work. Hallelujah. Philippians 2:3 says, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Tell your neighbor, God does whatever he wants. Now ask him, will you cooperate with God? We can resist God. We can resist the God of the work of God in our lives. We can refuse to cooperate. Ever have a child refuse to cooperate with you? Now just think about what you want to do with that child. Aren't you glad that God doesn't act that way? And he just comes at it at another angle. He is so persistent. He is so faithful to keep working on us, even when we resist. He just keeps on loving us. Sometimes we don't feel like we love that child. Or maybe I'm the only one. Or how about a Rottweiler that will not do what you're asking it to do? But God is not that way. He is not like us. Tell your neighbor, God is not like you. We need our minds renewed in how we view God. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. God never gives up on us. Thank goodness. With all of the messes we have caused. And we all must admit we're messy people. We make messes. God is greater than our messes. We make mistakes. God is greater than our mistakes. Leaving the past behind, we're moving forward in 2017. And if you agree that you are going to move forward, would you please tell your neighbor, I'm moving forward. Now, I didn't see y'all make a commitment. So, are you having problems, some of you, with moving forward? Okay, I'll give you one more chance. Tell somebody, I'm moving forward. You're just talking to the air, Dawn, but that's okay. Is somebody there? Oh, she's talking to April. All right. I'm like, who is she talking to? Okay, we do talk to ourselves around here, too. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Yeah, you're moving forward. That's right. I'm doing that. Just walk down the street, drive the car, talking to yourself. It's okay. God's listening, amen? His ears are tuned in the heavens, listening to you, loving you. He's always there to encourage you. Be confident. He started a work, and He will complete that work. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank You so much for what You're doing in our lives. And God, we want to cooperate with what the Holy Spirit is doing in our hearts. And so, Lord, touch each person here. Touch their hearts. Give them clarity today. Remove the doubt and the fear of moving forward. God, we don't know what 2017 holds, but we know that You are with us. And God, You know what we have need of before we even ask. We're so thankful You're our Father. Let's just lift our hands and thank Him this morning. Thank You, Heavenly Father. Can you just thank Him? Thank You, Lord. Thank You for Your presence in my life. Thank You that You know what I'm going to need before I even know it. Thank You, Lord, for supplying all of our needs according to Your riches and glory. Thank You, Lord, that the greatest need that we have is Your presence in our life. Heaven and earth will pass away, but Your presence will never pass. And let's thank Him this morning for eternal life, for the gift of eternal life. We may leave this world, but we will never die because we are in Christ Jesus. Just meditate on that. We are in Christ. And we will never die. Our spirit will live forever with the Lord. Thank You, Lord. Let's give Him a praise this morning. God is so good. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for eternal life. Hallelujah.